but a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Oh boy, you just hit that. You pegged the meter on that one.
Good lord.
Wow. Cue Betty.
Woo woo, the weep, Betty version 2.10101011234357777 upgraded to security patch 2.10101112345778. I feel new and improved.
Data Crystal 9. Hey everyone, it's Anthony in Tampa.
And Data Crystal woohoo. Hey everybody, it's Joe from Chicago.
Hi, I am your lovable artificial personality unit, Betty, and you know what? My butthole is buzzing for tonight's episode 88 of the Joe and Anthony Show. Happy 3rd anniversary, Shyampa, for Monday, May 22nd, 2017. Hey Anthony, how's the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Well, we don't have to jump in right into the weather, but thank you, Betty.
No problem, Anthony.
Ah, she sounded a little nasally on that one. So, wow.
That was on purpose.
That was on purpose? That was on purpose?
That's a filtered Betty.
Okay, that was a filtered
Betty's
Betty.
Betty's playing with filters, yeah. She's okay. Playing with her gas masks.
Well, that's what Betty does sometimes. So, yeah. So, you know, we can wait a few seconds here before we start on the weather. I got about 40 seconds.
Okay, we have a listener that is giving us a direct feedback report.
Direct feedback report.
Yes, direct feedback report. He is saying that I am coming in muffled. Well, Betty did sound funky on this one because we kind of changed her. We changed some of the parameters of her voice.
Okay.
But, listener, does Betty sound funky from everything, or was it just the one little thing? Now, he said I sound muffled. So what could that be? I'm talking directly into the sweet spot of the microphone.
Well, it could.
Should
be,
I turn up one of my gain trebles?
You could bring your treble up a little bit. That might not hurt.
All right, I'm bringing up my treble.
Is
going up. There we go.
There we go. Does that
sound better?
Yeah, you sound not so muffled.
Not so muffled.
Do we have user feedback on this? User feedback.
Oh, better. Great. Better. Awesome.
All right, thank you, listener. All right, fantastic.
See, we can't do it without you, listeners.
No, you can't. You cannot spell listener without a U. Or something like that. Okay, I'm kind of readjusting levels here myself right now.
So, hey, you know, it's a happy 3rd anniversary. I have to be honest. I just completely forgot, to be honest.
No, and we'll talk about that in a moment. So, because we're going to go ahead and hit, we're going to hit the weather, and then we're going to talk, because not only is it our third birthday.
No, wait, Betty version 2.1010.
Oh, goodness. There goes Betty. There goes Betty again. So, it's kind of a special type of anniversary type of thing. So, let's get the weather out of the way here first. Hold on. All right. Wait. I'm drinking wine tonight.
Me too.
The vintage is what is it? It is Barefoot Pinot Grigio, and the stamped date on the plastic bottle seems to be vintage 2016. It's delicious. Not really.
Mine is also Pinot Grigio American. Vintage is. N647.
That's quite the vintage. N647. That's quite the vintage there for you. All right. So yeah, you should be, Betty. You should be stressed out. We're fucking you all up. We're fucking you just totally up. Absolutely up. So, here we go. It's time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. We finally have rain in the forecast. Unless you're listening to us live, it is partly cloudy and 85 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity of 55%, giving us a heat index of 88 degrees Fahrenheit. Dew point is 67 and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly cloudy with a low around 75 and a 20% chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms before 2 in the morning. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 86, then overnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 77 with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 in the morning. And then on Wednesday, hump day, everybody, mostly cloudy with a high near 84 with a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 8 in the morning. Wind gusts as high as 28 miles an hour. So it's going to get windy Wednesday. Taco Tuesday and windy Wednesday. There we go. Can we capitalize on that?
Why not? Taco Tuesday
leads to windy Wednesday. Wind gusts as high as 28 miles an hour. Wednesday. Overnight cloudy with a low around 73, 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms. And that's your Chiampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. Back to you, Betty.
Wow.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicagoland weather. Take it away, Joe.
Why, thanks, Betty. And from Chicago's Midway Airport, KMDW, if you're listening on a recast, this forecast may no longer apply. If you're listening live, it's currently overcast with temperatures at 72 degrees Fahrenheit.
Invalid. Your weather is invalid.
For the Celsius preferred. The dew point is 43 degrees F and the humidity is 35%. The winds are out of the south at 20 miles per hour, gusting to 30 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10x miles.
Invalid. Your weather is invalid.
On the night of this broadcast, we can expect a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m. On Tuesday, expect scattered showers with thunderstorms also possible after 1 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 63. On Wednesday, expect scattered showers before 1 p.m., then likely rain after 1 p.m., cloudy with a high near 52. And that's it for your Chicago weather. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, Joe. Hey, Betty here. Please take some time to listen to the following that we recast here on Chiampa Radio, the World Labor Hour on WRFU, and CPR News hosted by Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, and Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. By the way, all of the background tracks we use at the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin McLeod. Support this music by visiting incompetech.com. Support your local independent mom and pop's restaurant and shops. And keep it tuned to Chiampa Radio. Buddy out. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point Segment A, the TP segment.
Betty needed a drink of water after that one.
She did.
You know, she got herself a little exhaustified.
Well, that's fine, though. That's what she's there for.
That is what she's there
otherwise, for. Otherwise, you or I would get exhausted.
No, that's very true.
So, well, thanks, Betty.
No problem, Anthony.
Looks like we got some interesting talking points to talk about tonight.
I think we got a lot of interesting stuff to talk about this evening.
Mm-hmm. So what is this about three?
Three? Oh, yes. Yes. We're three. We're 3 years old. We have,
are we three?
Yes. Wait. Oh, you know what? I have a birthday celebration track. Hold on.
Let's hear this birthday celebration.
It's the same one that I used for our last birthday. I just recycle it over and over again. Because it just makes life easier that way.
You know, I have absolutely zero desserts or cakes or anything to, like, celebrate. But
oh, that's terrible.
I have wine and I have weed.
Wine and weed is wine always... Weed. Oh, you know what? You know what? I almost forgot.
I also have a mute button. Mute buttons are handy, ladies and gentlemen, because...
In case you gotta do that.
Yes.
So anyways.
We're three. Wow. We've been at this for three years.
The uniqueness of today's anniversary is
Ooh, I just farted.
You did just fart. And our first episode, our first new episode... was our first rebroadcast was on May 22nd of 2015.
Now, see, there's a problem with your theory there.
Yeah, there is no theory. If you look,
but if you add 3 years to 2015, what does that give you?
18? 15. But wait, no, okay, so we're 2 years old. Oh, Jesus Christ.
But that's right. Okay, though.
Really?
That's okay.
Two? I thought it was three. Oh, well,
that's
I did my math wrong. That's what happens when you try to do math.
Okay. I am going to take another database access, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what? I should do the same. We'll kind of start this talking points over again.
And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point Segment A, the TP segment.
Good restart. Good call.
Thanks, Betty.
We are 2 years old. Do you know I have a birthday track that I used for our one-year anniversary that I can play for our two-year? See, listen to this. So, the funny thing about our two-year anniversary is that our first broadcast was on May 22nd, 2015. And if you add... 15, 16, that's 2 years. We are 2 years old. We've done older stuff, but we're yes. going with what we have. And yes. our official start date was May 22nd, 2015. And it is now May 22nd, 2017. Who would have thought that we would be broadcasting on our birthday, which is awesome. It happens once every few years. We got lucky. It happened to us. So yeah. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
And I have to say happy birthday, and I'm very grateful that we've been at this for 2 years and that we've been actually, you know, you're thinking ahead. We're going to be here for a while. We've got a third fabulous year coming up for us. We're exploding.
Are we exploding? The cleaning crew is giving me a very nasty look at that one.
Well, they're going to give you a nasty look after I tell you about one of my talking points.
Okay, so let's start. Let's start with the talking points.
Mm-hmm. So you got something here that says looking for MMJ cardholders in Florida to an interview.
Yes. So if you are a listener and you reside in the Florida area, preferably Tampa Bay, but if you're in the Florida area and you are a medical marijuana card holder, I would like to talk to you. Actually, I'd like to interview you. I'd love to have you on a show. We can do it when we're live. We can do it off the air and then just play it back later during a following show. But I'd love to get on and discuss, because I have so many questions, because there's a lot of information that's kind of going around out there about what is and isn't with the whole medical marijuana thing under Florida, and in and of itself, it's very confusing. So you can call us 813-327-8566, or you can send us an email at playus@shyampa.info.
And so, yeah, that's actually pretty cool that you've got that going. I hope we get some really good interviews. We'd love to have you on the show, too, if you want to do it. If not, we'd just love to hear your story because we want to put together something, I'm assuming. But moving on, you know, we make a lot of fun of AI, artificial intelligence, and now we have a really good reason to, because it's making some pretty interesting colors. Turdly, anyone? Yes, let's just say that the colors that this AI created are not kosher. They're not awesome. They're pretty gross.
Gross, huh?
But they're funny. They're very funny. Like Clartic Fug, or Snowbonk, or Catbabel, or Bunflow.
Bunflow.
Or Raunching Blue.
Raunching Blue, that sounds kind of kinky.
Or how about this? Bank Butt.
Bank Butt. Bank Butt. I had Bank Butt once, but I saw the doctor.
Have you ever had Dorkwood?
Dorkwood. Yes, I have had Dorkwood before. I've had Dorkwood before in college. It was actually not that bad of an experience, but it was said that his head resembled that of an olive. So there you go. Now, listener, if you want to hear about that, because the bathhouse story, that's gone. That's last week's news. So if you want to hear more about the olive-headed date, you have to call us, 813-327-8566. So, anywho.
So, AI is not perfect yet, folks, and that's fine. But you know where AI is going to come in handy?
Where?
Is in these dorms for adults. Could this be a solution to the loneliness epidemic?
Is this a snowflake storage facility?
Well, I guess it could be. It could be a middle-aged snowflake storage facility.
Maybe.
Where they could all congregate and have a good time.
So, yes. Oh, my goodness. Just the thought of it makes my head hurt. And you know what? We got about 2 minutes until we got to do your news, so I'll let you plow through your talking points.
No, you know, it's an interesting facet of life is that, you know, as you get older, you're supposedly more lonely. And it's like, listen, I'm 43 years old. I have two cats. I live alone. I'm not lonely. I take care of anywhere between 30 to 100 people every day.
If you drink enough of that wine, you won't be lonely either. I'll tell you that much right now.
So, but, you know, there you have it. I'm just going to end it for there. I don't know. Dorms could be the answer, though, because there are a lot of sensitive people that do require someone around to talk to or to be with at all times.
At all times. It's important. Mm-hmm. If you need someone to be around you at all times, call us at 813-327-8566. Or the other reason, 813-327-8566. So do we want to spin the random news wheel before we go into your news show?
I think we should spin the random news wheel.
I know, we've kind of started liking the random news wheel.
Yeah, do it.
All right, so here goes the random news wheel.
Damn, that wheel is...
Yeah, well, I had Roger lubricate it and kind of overdid it a little bit.
Ooh.
All right. I should have been opening the link while I was there. Willie Nelson is not dead. Okay. At the time of this broadcast, at least. Because you never know. He is getting up there in mileage. I was scrolling through Facebook the other day and saw a few posts about Willie Nelson passing away. Shocked by the news, I did some quick fact-checking and discovered the fake news sites were responsible for an apparent hoax that spread across the internet this past week. In other news, people were busy patching windows to help protect themselves against WannaCry, an encryption virus that spread like wildfire across most of Europe, holding people's data at ransom.
That's crazy.
A security researcher that goes by the name of Malware Tech found that he could activate the kill switch by registering a web domain and posting a page on it. And that's your random news for the week.
Well,
and now it's time for...
And now for the news.
Joe's news.
And let me tell you, folks, do I have some news for you?
Oh, goodness. Willie Nelson is dead? No.
Man. Damn, these bees are pissed. What's going on with these bees?
They need more wine. And some more other things too.
By our friend Daniel Uria from UPI.com. Well, a swarm of bees once again has invaded the Kansas City Royals baseball stadium before their game against the Cleveland Indians.
I was going to say, didn't this happen before?
Yeah, it had been before.
I thought you did report on it once before. It happened like a couple of months ago. You reported on it during spring training or some shit like that.
So they shared it. The Indians shared a photo of thousands of bees gathered around a red, white, and blue banner near the front row of one of the upper levels of the stadium. They're eating our flesh off. Save yourselves, the team joked. Royals TARP crew member Jeff Blah Blah Blah, who is also a beekeeper, made his way to the upper deck and managed to remove the bees. So Jason not only managed to remove all the bees without causing them any harm, but he performed the operation without wearing a bee suit. Royals manager Ned Yost expressed the importance of preserving bees after the team had a similar encounter with a bee swarm before an exhibition game in 2016.
Okay, so it was last year. Okay, I thought it was recently, yeah.
Well, I did another bee story recently.
Okay. Bees
as
everywhere.
As you can see, I've been kind of going in the bee direction.
You've been buzzing along with bees. There you go.
It's just important for the environment, he said. I saw a study a couple of years ago where the honeybee was declining and they can't figure out why. And I started looking at it and studying it and in the importance of what they do in terms of pollination with all the crops, especially the fruit trees and stuff like that. They're vital to the environment. Well, good. But they still invaded your stadium. And that's not good.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
But anyways... Let's move on.
Okay. Well. All right. Oh, look, that's our intro music.
Ooh! Finally, a sexually perverse story in my newsfeed.
Hi, it's Anthony from Tampa. It's Joe from Chicago. I'm Betty, your artificial personality unit.
You know what?
B-E-T-T-Y.
I was just reading this story, and I'm like, this would be a perfect song for this story.
There you go. Fantastic. Well, please continue. We will. I'm sorry. I was in distraction mode.
Yes. By Crime in Boys Town, which is www.cbwchicago.com. An uptown man is facing charges for allegedly tearing
uptown
a penis
man.
Ring out of a rock and roll pole Living dancer's manhood during a live stage performance at Reggie's, a favorite concert venue and bar at 2105 South State Street. Cops said Alexander McCourt, 52, turned himself in the 19th District Police Station, Wrigleyville, about a month after the incident unfolded during Reggie's March 25th Viva La Pole show performance.
Ooh.
And folks, I will have pictures of the pole dancer in the show notes for anybody concerned. The event featured 30 pole dancers, though.
We've been at this event, I see.
And, well, I've been to events like it.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying that there's pictures. You know, there's always going to be show notes.
There's always pictures.
We like show notes. Okay, so the break starts in 5 minutes and 32 seconds. Okay.
We got time. We take it nice and easy. We got time. Don't get your panties in a wad.
Mr. Nude North America, though, Bobby Spear, told police that McCourt reached up onto the stage during his performance and pulled on a ball that was dangling. He had a ball.
Oh my, that sounds
so
kind of
McCourt's
exciting.
Action though tore the chain out of Spear.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah, who, according to police, pointed out that the penis attachment was not visible as it was under the victim's costume.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Kinky.
So that's like ouchy kinky, but
that's super ouchy kinky.
See, you know, people don't know how to treat stage performers and go-go dancers and whatnot properly. There's a proper way to do it.
No, I totally agree.
You know, and
people in general don't know how to treat other people, so let alone someone in a trade, you know, just doesn't happen.
But this is pretty... That was pretty reckless, and he was charged with reckless conduct.
Okay.
But meanwhile, Spear, whose Facebook page says he's living life without pants, is turning to GoFundMe for help with medical expenses and lost income recovery.
No más pantalones!
Yeah, well, it left a great deal of trauma and fortunately disfigurement to a very vital and important part of his body. The penis! The damage done to him by this audience will impact the rest of his life. Ooh. Now, is that a risk that... I guess that's a risk you gotta take, right? You know, you're gonna go up there, but still...
I guess that would be a good question. I mean, do we have any legal eagles out or anyone that plays one on television? Give us
if
a call.
If you know of anyone, you are one.
Yes, if you are one. Or just you want to give us your opinion, 813-327-8566. We'll talk to you about the case of the ripped out penile implant.
Well,
device.
So far, as of Friday, sometime earlier this month... $960 of his $5,000 goal of his GoFundMe account had been raised, so that's pretty good, you know. But I can't just imagine just like the disfigurement issues, and you know, if you
he'll find someone into it. he won't be totally alone. Trust me, that's a freaky city. I lived there for a very long time. That's a freaky city. He'll find someone into it.
I do live in a freaky city.
It is a freaky city. It's a very freaky city. It's what makes it lovely sometimes, is that it's a freaky city. That Midwestern Puritan freaky values city.
Yeah, Puritan crazy. Yep. But let's move on.
Yes, let's pop you over.
We've got some brown to report.
Ooh!
Well, I love my chocolate, but I never developed a love for Nutella.
I love Nutella.
This cafe?
I can rub it all over my nipples and lick it off myself.
Ooh, so you're actually going to love this place then.
I'd have to give it a try.
We have to add the obligatory, did the Russians hack it yet?
Oh.
I need to know.
Did they hack it? I don't know.
I don't know.
That's a good question. So what happened?
This is from our friend Ben Hooper at UPI.
Okay.
So the makers of a venerable sandwich spread Nutella announced plans to open the world's first Nutella cafe in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
The company, Ferraro, said the cafe set to open at the end of May near Millennium Park is the corporation's first ever eatery, and will feature Nutella treats, including grilled baguettes topped with a chocolate hazelnut spread.
Ooh.
The menu also includes Nutella-infused paninis,
ooh,
salads, and
ooh,
even gelato.
Ooh.
So we wanted to create a world of Nutella for our fans that could truly capture the essence of the brand.
I love Nutella.
You know, I mean, I've had it before, like at my favorite cafe, Iguana. They use Nutella quite extensively. But I never had it in my house where I've taken a spoon and dove into the jar.
Well, you don't have to delve into the jar. You just start putting it on random things. Nutella goes great on a bunch of different things, like Townhouse Crackers. Oh, my God. Townhouse Crackers and Nutella. That shit is fucking delicious. You got that buttery, crispy, nutty, chocolatey kind of... It's like a Kit Kat, but better in a strange sort of way.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So. Now, can it be used for kinky time?
Sure. Why not? If you can eat it, you can put it wherever you want. Although, I think we should probably move on, because I don't want to know where this is going to go.
So, the Nutella Cafe offers something for everybody, and we encourage everyone to come in and try a dish or snack. We hope Nutella enthusiasts, Chicagoans, and visitors enjoy the cafe as much as we enjoyed creating it. The company said the first 400 customers at the cafe will receive a free menu item along with a chance for other special surprises.
Ooh.
Only while supplies last, of course.
Only while supplies last.
Yeah. I love it when supplies last.
Yes.
But you know what? That's it for the news. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this unique Q on the air, spelled with an E, smells like a W, outer looped? Well, where in the world is Carmen San Diego, universally shunned GMO pack kid unfriendly streaming experience? Visit Chiampa.info to find out how. Chiampa.info. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. If I can find my pointer. Here's the pointer. Hi, pointer.
Hello, pointer.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro-mercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Flashback. Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne.
Joey called this morning.
So how's Joey? What's wrong?
Nothing.
Nothing? How do we call 2,000 miles? The kids are all right?
Fine.
Sally?
Fine.
The kids are fine. Sally's fine. So why did he call?
I asked him that too.
And why are you crying?
Because Joey said I called. Just because I love you, Mom.
Reach out and touch someone.
Darn, my sink trap's clogged.
Do you know what's clogging it?
Who knows what's down there? Grease, food, hair.
Better use Crystal Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
Oh, sure, Drano's terrific on grease, but can it clear those other clogs, too?
Yes, all-purpose Drano clears grease and food and hair.
Wow, now I know what to use, even if I don't know what the clog is. Drano.
Beautiful. Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
Dentists know what cleans teeth best. And over 4,000 dentists say Colgate tooth powder with a 2-minute routine gets teeth sparkling and super clean. So to remove dull film and get your teeth shining clean, just brush teeth 2 minutes morning and night with Colgate tooth powder. Brush inside, outside, and biting surface.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the Internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you toke up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Welcome back. Stay tuned for Anthony's Crazy Florida News next. But first, I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday. And, according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is like National Bimusical Instrument Day, Maritime Day, and Vanilla Pudding Day. Anyways, go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Patty.
Yeah, thank you, Betty.
Thank you, Betty. You're always such a trooper. Let me find my Florida news cart here. Hold on.
Florida news.
Florida news. Florida news cart. Gotta find the news cart. Okay. Shh. There we go. Ooh. It's my favorite island, Bossa Nova. All right. So how exciting do you think the Florida news has been? It's been we've really been gone for like 2 weeks because we had a little kind of like p-diddly little thing.
That was an
last
unscripted
week.
Performance.
Yeah, it was an unscripted performance, yeah. And it was very short. So, all right, so we'll start with our first one this evening, your crazy Florida news. According to police reports, a 35-year-old Florida woman was caught living the Florida lifestyle in Port St. Lucie when the Indian River County Police pulled her over for failure to wear a safety belt. The deputy asked the woman for her license, in which she said it was inside the home they were stopped in front of. She also claimed that the home belonged to her grandmother. She identified herself as Holly, but the deputy recognized her as Christina because of prior interactions with the woman. Sounds like she's got a bit of a history there. Christina then hopped out of the truck and started running, but the deputy had caught her. I have to poop and I'm pregnant, Christina is quoted as yelling. So there you go. There you go. When you get apprehended by police, scream, I have to poop and I'm pregnant. There you go. That works out wonderfully. I have to poop and I'm pregnant. According to the report, Christina had meth and a pipe in her bra and was wanted on 3 warrants. When asked where she got the meth from, Christina said she got it down the road at a yard sale. Now that's truly living the Florida lifestyle.
Wow.
Christina later said the home did not belong to her grandmother and that she wasn't pregnant. Mention was not made of whether she really had to poop or if the meth really came from a garage sale. yard sale, actually. Christina was arrested on charges including driving with a suspended license, possession of methamphetamine, giving a false name while detained, and resisting arrest without violence.
I mean, was it like a 2-for-1 sale?
On the meth?
Yeah.
Well, I guess garage sales do 2-for-1s. I guess that would make sense, you know? Or it could have been the brick and brack bin, you know.
The brick and brack bin. There we go.
When you buy your meth from a garage sale, where do you usually get it? Go ahead and give us a call, 813-327-8566, if you want to share your experiences about buying meth at yard sales. Excuse me. I actually have to access the database for a moment.
Wow. Yeah, we've got other talking points to discuss. So
we got a lot to discuss. It's been 2 weeks. Yes. Yeah. All right. So let's move on. Sometimes the Florida lifestyle is too much, and you just want to pull the cord and get the hell off the bus. WFLA News Channel 8 Tampa Bay tells us about a Guatemalan man living in Naples with a phone, a suitcase, and a dream. 29-year-old Caesar had it. He was done with the Florida lifestyle and needed to escape the madness of it all. So he did what any Floridian would do in such a crisis. He called 911 because, you know, we've had calls to 911 because, you know, someone did not get their correct order to drive through.
911, what's the emergency?
We had issues in which they argued through a drive. There are a lot of drive through and stupid ones. A lot of stupid 911 calls come from Florida. All right. So anyway, Caesar told an emergency operator that he wanted to be sent back to Guatemala. In an audio recording of the conversation released on Friday, he says that he is not well, but clarifies, it is not an emergency. All I want to do is be deported. The Collier County Sheriff's Office located Caesar on Tuesday night and arrested him for misusing the emergency call number. Caesar remains in custody at the county jail and is set to be arraigned later in May. The arrest report says that Caesar should be held for immigration and customs enforcement.
Ice baby.
So we'll I haven't found any follow-ups to this one. There probably will not be any follow-ups to this one because the news is only interested in one cycle. So we're just going to assume that he got back to Guatemala safe and is riding farting unicorns in the sky. All right, so let's move.
Or maybe he's operating a juice stand.
Or he's operating a juice stand. I like the farting unicorns flying in the sky better. That sounds more exciting.
He's got a unicorn logo.
Ooh, sexy!
Yes, yes.
Sexy.
What crazy Florida news segment is complete without our dose of Florida nakedness? The Sun Sentinel brings us our final story of the night of someone living the Florida lifestyle with no más pantalones. Michael, a 24-year-old Florida man, was tripping balls on LSD while he was standing naked and screaming at his girlfriend's front door. Nobody exactly knew why Michael was doing what he was doing, but somebody wanted him to stop, so the Flagler County Sheriff's Office was contacted. Deputies arrived at the home just before midnight and found Michael standing outside the home, screaming at the front door. That's when officers saw Michael attempt to apply a chokehold on his girlfriend, so they used a stun gun on him multiple times to subdue him. So yeah, he was clearly really screwed up with something.
Yes.
If they had to stun him like several times.
Yes.
The woman told officers that she had been dating Michael for the past year and a half, but refused to answer any other questions and did not want to press charges. Her uncle told deputies that he believed Michael had ingested LSD.
Mm.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Parvouvelons.
The deputies took Michael to the hospital to be medically cleared and was giving Haldol. And Ativan.
Haldol
and Ativan to reverse the effects of the drug, and he began responding to officers' commands. Michael was arrested and charged with battery, domestic violence, resisting arrest, and battery on a law enforcement officer. He remained in the county jail on Thursday on $2,500 bond.
Yeah.
And that is your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyampa Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know that you two can hang out with these two idiots and be a part of the studio
experience? I'm an idiot.
Give us a call now at 813-327-8566. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or that. Hold on. Here it comes. Woohoo. The plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Yay. Hey, it's time for Two for Monday. I've been watching The Client List. It's a TV show on Netflix. It is about this woman who is suffering hard times.
No. There we go. Sorry. I hit the ugly lights button by mistake.
Because my
lighter hit the keyboard. Okay, so let's see. We're in Parvouvelons.
So catch The Client List on Netflix. Oh, yes. It's a very, very interesting show. It features the same actress that was in Moonlighting. Sybil Shepherd? Is that her name?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And our other two for Monday is the Bill Cosby. So apparently there's a Washington, D.C. bar that's serving a cocktail. I guess it's just a satire against the beleaguered comic.
Ah.
Gosh, though, Bill Cosby, he's just gone so far down the hill. It's like, dude, you know what? You just fucked up. Even though you may have been acquitted or something may have gone in your favor, you're still just tarnished and tainted.
If the dick don't fit, you must acquit. Where's my rim shot? I have no rim shot. This is a national emergency. I have no rim shots. We got to get the technicians onto that.
It's getting hot, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Right?
Yeah. So, can I substitute something on the two for Monday?
Sure. Go for it.
Instead of the Bill Cosby, could I get a spicy chicken nugget? And the Client List is okay, but take it easy on the mayo. on the client list. And I would like to supersize the satire and make that a diet satire, but supersize that as well. And you know what? Supersize the French fries as well. And if I didn't order any French fries, just order some and supersize
them. Can we just make them satirical French fries?
We can make them satirical French fries.
Or metaphorical French fries.
That you have to eat with a special fucking fork.
Yeah. You know, metaphorical French fries. Metaphorical French fries. Yeah.
Well, everything we do is metaphorical here.
God damn it. Yeah, that's right. You know that's right. Shit. So, you know, I wanted to mention today, folks, here in Chicago. I know there in Florida it's been nasty hot, but here...
Bitchy,
today we finally had a nice day. It was beautiful. It was sunny. It was gorgeous. And I got out into it for a little bit just to get my feet wet. Just to get some fresh air. My feet didn't get wet. Why did I say that?
Good for you, Miss Thing. I was rushing between air-conditioned spaces today to keep myself from fucking melting.
It's that hot, huh?
Yeah, it's in the 90s. On my way home, the little temperature thingy in the car said it was like 94 degrees out.
Ew.
Yeah, and it stayed. And sometimes, like, you know, if the car sits all day, it will, like, show hot first, and then it kind of cools off. It was, like, 94, 93 my whole way home. So the air temperature did not really change that much.
How about the actual engine?
That vehicle operates at 210 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, so that's normal.
That's the normal operating temperature, yes. The normal operating temperature. If it's anything more than that, then there's a problem.
So the car's internal unit, cooling unit, keeps it cool regardless of the external air.
To a point, yes, to a point.
So now if it was, like, say, 120 consistently.
Yes. It could very possibly overheat the engine at that point. Because, well, what's going to happen is you will probably surpass the limitations of the antifreeze, not only does it prevent the coolant from freezing, antifreeze also keeps the coolant from boiling at boiling point. It raises the boiling point to a certain point. But I mean, the engine obviously produces massive amounts of heat, and you need that coolant to be able to pass off that heat to keep it at. You know, some cars are 190, some cars are 210. Larger engines usually operate a little bit hotter. But yeah, so you just, you know, but yeah, as it gets hotter out and humid, humidity is hell on engines as well, because it doesn't allow for an adequate heat transfer of the radiator.
Could you imagine 120 degrees with 100% humidity?
I don't want to imagine. That just sounds disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. No way anyone can survive it. I would not want to be in a car in that, because I would be afraid the car would just burst into flames at any time and point. I mean, like the holidays. I remember for a stretch of time in Chicago during the holidays, for some reason, there was always a car fire on one of the major expressways, always around the holidays. And I don't know why, but it went on for, like, I don't know, 3-4 years, maybe even 5 years. But it was like I'd be on the train. I'd be reading through my you know, Sun Times, because this, of course, was before, you know, the internet and smartphones and all that crazy shit, where you just sit there and boop, 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 boop. You know, we read these things called newspapers. They were made of paper. And they were printed every day. Sometimes they were printed 3 or 4 times a day, and they were thick, usually thick papers, and I read the Sun Times.
And annoying.
Well, I like
The Sun Times is okay.
That's why I read the Sun Times, because the Sun Times was the commuter paper. You could easily read the Sun Times because you could fold it over upon itself, and it worked a lot easier that way.
The
so anyway,
was,
So I remember reading something in the Sun Times about, you know, car fires, and I noticed, and I was like, oh, it's getting close to the holidays, and it really was, and it went for a few years where there were just like a car fire on the Dan Ryan. I saw one once on the Congress. It was something. It was something. Something in the air.
Well, now they're replaced with car shootings.
Now they're... Oh, God, yes. I know. I'm kind of like... I want to go back, but I don't want to go back. I'm kind of afraid to go back, believe it or not.
Oh, it's fine. Concerned. Downtown is beautiful.
Oh, I'm sure downtown is beautiful. But there are still incidents that have happened downtown, and there are still incidents that have happened up north.
There's incidents that happen in Roscoe Village, Center, Lakeview, Boys Town, Uptown.
Uptown.
Remember, we had the Uptown man. He had the Uptown penis man. Thingy.
Uptown with the what thingy?
The penis thingy.
Uptown penis. Man. Yeah. With your penis thing. I don't know what you're talking about, so we'll just have to fill that in later.
No, the Uptown Man. He's the guy that ripped out the penis attachment to the pole dancer.
Oh, that was earlier in the news story. I thought there was
in the news story.
Oh, yes. I thought there was like an actual like a serial killer called the Uptown Man or something. I'm like, ooh, I didn't hear about this one. I want to hear about this one. So let's spill the beans, sister.
So I want to say thank you to one of my regulars at my other place of business that gave a listen to one of our podcasts and they loved it. So thank you very much. That was awesome.
Sweet. Yay.
Wait. Yay.
I have to find the arrow. I need a giant arrow. Go on, please. Arrow. Continue. Let's not go there. We're not going to go there.
So, but feeling lost, yes. You know, as I get older, it's like I'm feeling more and more lost in terms of what I need to do. There are certain things I need to do in like the short term to keep myself happy, but it's the long term that scares me because I'm nowhere near even ready for any of it.
Yeah.
I'm nowhere near for it. Nowhere near. I'm living day to day. Seriously, I really am.
You know, there's
a little bit saved, but there is nothing of major importance that's ready to go in case of disaster, emergency, except for some water. That's it.
Yeah, I actually was thinking to myself, I'm like, I think I'm going to go and I'm going to do some stocking up because we're getting close to hurricane season anyway. So I should go to my local Aldi and I should stock up on a bunch of
Sensoricos.
Sensoricos or whatever. I'm going to mostly canned goods, you know, canned vegetables, canned soups.
Yeah, Sensoricos need to be refrigerated.
Yeah, no, anything that can sit in a cabinet over the summer in my garage. And then at the end of the summer, refried beans. And then at the end of the summer, if I don't use it before next hurricane season, I'll donate it all and get it. Because, I mean, if you get all of it all from Aldi, it'll run you like, what, 30, 40 bucks at most. It's not going to be too bad.
Yeah,
so.
No.
Yeah, so I gotta do that soon, I think. And I haven't been to an Aldi in a while, and I need to go back just to check them out.
Oh, Aldi's has wonderful things, folks.
That's if
what you haven't
I've
been
heard,
to an
yeah.
Aldi's, now in a nuclear war, I've got a link that I'm going to share with you guys. It's really scary, the process that happens, and just in terms of what'll happen to us. So yeah, have your shit stocked up. Be like prepared for a couple months.
Yeah, I might be able to do like 2 weeks, and that's about it. Short term stuff.
Peanut butter and the Jewish crackers.
Jewish crackers.
Yes, because those things don't need any kind of special preparation storage.
There you go. Peanut butter and crackers.
It's probably also good to have fire. Some way to have fire.
I have a camp stove. Water. I have a camp stove and I have propane. I have propane.
Yeah.
Little propane
water.
Tanks. Can
water.
I need to buy a few gallons, several gallons of water. Yes, water is obviously important.
You know, that might be a good idea to carry some water. Just keep it up on the shelves.
Yeah, never a bad idea.
Yeah. You know, and just not necessarily for bathing, just for drinking.
Drinking, yes, of course.
You know, it's important to have that drinking water because if you don't have water, you're fucked.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot in a lot of our case, especially with us, I mean, it's kind of a point where, you know, we do have the possibility of being affected by a hurricane or a major storm. So that could very possibly, like, knock our power out or our utilities out for, like, 3 or 4 days. Which is like,
that would
all right,
be a serious problem.
Yeah, that would be if I had no water, no electricity for like 4 days. Probably most of the area wouldn't have much of it either. So going to the grocery store, getting anything to eat would be a very complicated and difficult thing to do. So,
people would be panicking and going,
oh, definitely,
stupid,
yes,
batshit crazy.
Oh, definitely, yes, by all means. You know. So.
Riots everywhere,
yes, it would just be, yeah. So I would prefer to stay inside my house. The only thing I don't have is a shotgun, which maybe I should get one at some time and point. I've flirted with the idea, and I don't think the marital unit would be very, very appreciative of that, but I don't know, maybe it's something to be brought up in conversation at a later date. but not on the air. So, it's getting hot out, though. It's getting really hot here. Oh, shit. We've done that.
One.
Does your ass smell like roses? If not, maybe Rosenthal can help. Rosenthal may cause vaginal discharge. If you don't have a vagina, you may grow one. Keep out of the reach of all humans, plant life, and corpses. Has been known to reanimate corpses. All right.
Corpses.
Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and the station manager is giving me some dirty looks from the control room. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Yes, everyone, thank you for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show on Shyamper Radio. Hey, I'm going to divert a little bit from the script and say thank you to Bill and Gus and Dave over at
WRFU. We love you.
The World Labor Hour. We love you guys.
We give you a big internet hug.
Yes, we do.
I'd squeeze the microphone, but it costs too much.
Yeah, please don't squeeze
I'm not going to squeeze the microphone. Do not cuddle your chickens or your microphones.
But getting back to the script, you got nothing to do on weekend afternoons? Check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I tend to play nerdy science and some jazzy stuff. And Japanesey stuff, too.
Japanesey.
It's all from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She has questionably awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, you can catch Toppers, Traffic with Toppers, all new footage. We have the entire collection of Toppers now loaded into the server, so you're going to hear some good stuff that you haven't heard in a long time or ever at all. Weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
And folks, let me tell you, Toppers, he's got his own brand of comedy. Me tell you. It's witty. Anyways, wow, so much awesome programming. You won't find this stuff anywhere on mainstream media because they are boring. Oh, and hey, you know what? Make sure you tune into our 24-hour internet radio station. Bill, I think, calls us kind of like the radio station for Radio for All.
In a lot of ways, that's where all our programming comes from.
Exactly. But you can listen to our radio station, Shyamper Radio, anytime, because we do kind of curate the programs that we like, and so we hope you like them too. Make sure you visit us on any of your devices at www.shyampa.info. And we have the most current and up-to-date broadcast schedule, and you can keep track of the Joe and Show, Joe and Anthony show notes there. Also, make sure you follow us on facebook.com/Shyamper Radio, and also Twitter at Shyamper Radio.
Oh, wow. All right, great. And if you know what, if you're an artist or a podcaster and you want us to take a possibility of putting your programming on the air, play us at shyamba.info. We'd absolutely love to hear it and see what's going on. So anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We will be back next Monday, I believe. We will be back. Next Monday is Memorial Day, is it not?
Yes.
Will you be available for Memorial Day broadcast? You will be available. All right. Mm-hmm. So we will be back next Monday. Check out our blog at shyamba.info. And remember, folks, don't go buying meth from a garage sale after calling 911 to be deported for standing naked in your girlfriend's yard while singing Willie Nelson. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a K.
Fuck this world. Boom chakalaka. Good night,
Betty. Oh boy. We're off the hook. Bye.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.